Last fall, Utah schools received for the first time letter grades A through F under the state's second and newest grading system. Senator Stuart Adams says it's already increased transparency.
I've talked to parent after parent after parent who really didn't know how their school was doing, and now they know. And I believe we as Utah will not allow an F school to exist.
But many in the education community aren't happy with the results. They say the system doesn't account for challenges some schools face, like having a disproportionate number of low-income and special education students, as well as English language learners. Critics add alternative high schools got an unfair shake. They earned about half of the F grades that were assigned. Stewart's bill would allow alternative schools to opt out of school grading. New schools can opt out for a year, and special education students would not be counted. Democratic Senator Pat Jones did not support the school grading bill last year, but says she's supporting Adams' proposal because it makes, quote, something we're stuck with better.
Once we give adequate resources to them, let's go for it. Let's give the tightest possible tests we can possibly do. Until then, I think this kind of grading only serves to divide those that already feel inadequate and does an injustice to many of our schools that are working so hard to achieve better.
Both accountability systems rely on criterion reference tests, or CRTs, and graduation rates to calculate how they are performing. But while school grading considers student performance from one year to the next, the state's other accountability system, UCAS, looks back as far as 5 years. Whitney Evans, KUER News.